I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
Soca, a type of Afro-Trinidadian song genre, is characterized by storytelling and verbal inventiveness, forged as a fusion of calypso with Indian rhythms, resulting in a musical marriage between Trinidad and Tobago. The term soca was invented in the 1970s by Trinidadian calypso musician Garfield Blackman, a.k.a. Lord Shorty. Lord Shorty, who coined the term soca, claimed it stands for Soul of Calypso, and that the sound was as multicultural as his island's African and East Indian descendants. And to enhance his theory, Shorty gave this post-colonial hybrid style a faster tempo than calypso, along with what he called an Indian twist. In 1973, when Lord Shorty introduced soca to the world, Jamaica was already home to other forms of folk music, from minto to ska, rock steady to reggae, caiso calypso, dub to dancehall, reggae fusion that had quite the international following. When it comes to the celebration of soca, the Caribbean island of Trinidad is, with its bigger-than-life carnival season, centered on one thing, ripe soca music with a purpose. And that purpose is to dance and dance and, well, to dance. Now a soca party, or fete as the locals call it, is about having a lot of fun, jumping around to the beat, while lining up your body so you can groove to the sound.
But when they reach downtown, man, they start to feel a heat. It was the heat that came from the juve sensation. While Indian banner shimmering like a hallucination. Black and red and red, hear them chanting white.
Soca, spelled S-O-C-A, was initially spelled S-O-K-A-H by its inventor, Lord Shorty. However, due to a printing error by a local newspaper, featuring a story introducing this new sound, was mistakenly misspelled. Shorty, consistent with the easygoing style of island life, chose to let it stick, and stick it did in the early 1970s, so much that it ushered in the development of other spin-off styles in the 1980s and beyond. Shorty gave birth to the soca in an effort to breathe new life into traditional calypso, whose popularity had begun to fade among the younger generations in Trinidad, likely due to the popularity of reggae from Jamaica, R&B, soul, and funk from the U.S.
But when the DJ blast, the voices could not be heard. You know the big cheese stand up on the point to the sky, to the heart, to the radio world. You know the wild Indian chant went straight through.
What is most essential, no matter how you spell soca, is that when the next fete comes to town, you should be well-rested. And remember that your attire should be fetching, but practical, to allow for maximum bacchanal.
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.